Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
What's the best option when you're doing this kind of climate change? So can you tell us how this climate change?
Well, when we talk about climate change, we're really looking at trends over time. And so weather is what actually we experience every day. Climate is that accumulation over long periods of time. And so in the D.C. area, for example, we expect September to be cool, but most of September has been in the 90s, and which is not typical. And that we have that make that a determination based on climate trends. Increases of greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide in the atmosphere are changing our climate. And so some of these changes include increased temperature, increased precipitation, sea level rise, changes in seasonal patterns, which means growing seasons. So our springs are coming earlier, our falls are lasting longer, and so we have a longer growing season in most areas. And also extreme weather events such as hurricanes. So one example of how climate is changing are the consistent trends that we're seeing in extreme heat events and hot days. And so, for example, last year in 2014 was the warmest year on record. And so we are consistently looking at our reports, weather reports, and finding extreme changes that are breaking records. Climate change impacts all of us, but has a unique effect on children whose interactions with the environment is very different from adults. For one thing, children's body systems are still developing. They breathe, eat, and drink more for their size compared to adults. They spend more time outdoors, all of which may increase their exposure to harmful pollutants such as ozone. Infants and young children are particularly vulnerable to heat waves, for example, because of their immature regulatory systems. The Mid-Atlantic Center for Children's Health and the Environment is particularly concerned about how climate change impacts kids. We are in the process of working, for example, with the D.C. Department of Health to look at heat events, pollen increases, and hospitalizations related to asthma for children, and we're finding significant increases as climate change continues. Individuals can look for ways to reduce emissions at homework, school, and in the community. Some simple solutions include driving less or driving hybrid electric cars, turning off computers and lights when not in use, using Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and properly using a programmable thermostat. These are just a few ways to use less energy and reduce your carbon footprint. The Clean Power Plan is another important way for states to reduce carbon pollution. People need to get familiar with their state's strategies and plans for reducing carbon pollution. It's incredibly important to support alternative and renewable energy that will reduce carbon pollution, because this does impact, carbon does impact climate change. Keeping in mind that climate change is a matter of health, we need to take action to reduce carbon pollution, which will create immediate win-win situations for not only our environment, but our health.
Thank you.